Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kathy's from Walpole, or Kelly, excuse me, Kelly from Walpole,
hey.
And Kelly just had a baby.
Hey. Oh, congratulations.
I did.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
And her name?
Everly.
Aww. Oh, I like that name.
Oh, thanks. It's very hard to come up with a name, but we did it.
Hooray.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kelly?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. A little known tidbit. My very first morning show, I had a co-host for about an hour, and her name was Kelly.
Huh.
And it was Carson and Kelly.
Just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
Did you guys play Can't Beat Kelly?
There was a lot of crying, mostly mine. I called Kennedy. I was like, help me, please.
Come save me.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, you lose. Kennedy with 3,010 victories, 250 losses. Question number one. Tom Hanks says he can't play bad guys because he's not bad. Oh. He says, I don't think I have that in me and I can't fake it. He's playing one of the nicest humans ever in a movie that releases this month. Who is he going to play?
Mr. Rogers.
Question number two. Hugh Jackman trolled Ryan Reynolds while congratulating John Legend on winning Sexiest Man Alive. True or false? Jackman and Reynolds have both previously been named Sexiest Man Alive.
True.
Question number three. Former Red Sox ace Curt Schilling turning 53 today. He was a huge part in helping the Sox break the curse of the Bambino in 2004. In fact, there was an article of clothing that he pitched with has gone into Boston sports lore forever. It's called the Bloody Blank.
Talk.
Question number four. Justin Bieber appears to be teasing the name of his new album on social media called R&B Bieber. He's even trying to trademark the term.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you can have that one, dude.
It's pretty good.
His last album came out in 2015. What was that called?
The only Justin Bieber album I have is his Christmas album. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with the Justin Bieber Christmas. I don't know.
And
album.
Question number five. There's one episode of The Simpsons that's not on Disney Plus. It's called Stark Raving Dad, and that's the one with a guest appearance by Michael Jackson. What is the name of the baby on The Simpsons?
It's not Lisa. Maggie.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. By the way, your stock in my book goes up that you didn't know question number four.
Oh, whatever, Carson.
All right, Kennedy. Kelly got to 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Tom Hanks says he can't even play bad guys because it's not in his blood. He says, I don't think I could fake being a bad guy.
But that's acting.
Not for him.
He's playing one of the nicest humans ever in a movie that releases this month. Who is he playing?
Mr. Rogers.
Tied at one. Question number two. Hugh Jackman trolled Ryan Reynolds while congratulating John Legend on winning Sexiest Man Alive. True or false? Jackman and Reynolds have both previously been named Sexiest Man Alive.
True.
Tied at two. Question number three. Former Red Sox ace Curt Schilling turning 53 today. He was a huge part in helping the Sox break the curse of the Bambino in 2004. Kennedy, you may recall, he had something called the Bloody Blank.
Suck.
Yes. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Bieber appears to be teasing the name of his new album on social media called R&B Bieber. He's even trying to trademark the term. His last album came out in 2015. What was it called?
Gary.
Part of the reason we're friends, you don't know that.
Gary would still be better than Aaron Bieber.
You guys are haters.
What was it?
Porpoise.
Purpose. You give me purpose, Kennedy.
You give me purpose.
Oh, thanks, Kennedy.
Right now it is 3-3. Question number 5, Kennedy, which Kelly got correct. There's one episode of The Simpsons. It's not on Disney Plus. It's called Stark Raving Dad. And it is an episode with a guest appearance by Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Name the baby on The Simpsons.
Maggie.
That is correct. Nice
I didn't think I was going to do that, Kelly.
4-4 is the final score. Kelly with the tie. Kennedy gets the win, but I do have a pair of tickets for a Pentatonics Christmas Tour 2019. It is December 10th at Agganis Arena, and you and a guest will be there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I am Kelly from Walpole, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Candace is in from Salem, New Hampshire. Good morning, Janice, excuse me.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Anytime I think of Janice now, I just think of Friends.
Jam loving.
I know you're probably tired of hearing that. I'm sorry.
No, that's a good one, though. I love that one.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, so you understand how this works. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win the $100. If you tie her, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof booth. She cannot hear anything that is about to happen. She's got 3,011 victories, 250 losses. Next week will be Redemption Week. Question number 1. Ray Romano was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. What is the name of his sitcom that he starred in for years?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Question number 2. Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs last night. According to his song, Garth has friends where?
In all the wrong places. No.
It's you're close.
All the right places.
Yeah. Question number 3. Colin Kaepernick is holding a workout on Saturday because several teams are reportedly interested in him. In fact, he says the league reached out to him first. Kaepernick is still a spokesperson for which sporting apparel company?
Nike? Not quite sure, though. I'll guess Nike.
Yeah, this is a really weird story, too, because they told him he had like an hour to get ready for it. Really
of course they do.
The whole thing is shady by the
NFL.
Yeah,
what do you think the point is?
No, they're trying to save face. We're going to find out that this was just garbage.
He said he's been in shape and he's ready for it.
Yeah, the NFL is garbage. Question number 4. 22 years ago today, Celine Dion released her 5th album, Let's Talk About Love, and it featured a song called My Heart Will Go On.
Little Diddy.
Which became a theme song from which hugely successful film?
Oh, Titanic, for sure.
Question number 5. David Harbour from Stranger Things is pretty clear about what he loves about his girlfriend, Lily Allen. He says, and I quote, I really only look at her eyes until she turned away from me, and then I stare at her stunningly beautiful butt.
Keeping it real.
David Harbour also starred in a 2019 comic book movie reboot that flopped. Who did he play?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. I'm going to guess Batman, but I have no clue.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Thank you.
Kennedy!
I'm Batman.
All right, Kennedy.
Yes.
Janice got 3 out of 5.
All right.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
I have lost with less.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
Ray Romano was on Kimmel last night. What is the name of the sitcom that he starred in for years?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Tie to 1. Question number 2. Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs last night. And according to one of his songs, where does he have lots of friends, Kennedy?
In low places, Carson.
In low places. That's right. Low places. 2-1. Question number 3. Colin Kaepernick is holding a workout on Saturday. Apparently, some NFL teams are interested in him.
I love that.
Well, yeah, they've twisted the story. NFL, they're
it's
a bunch
dodgy.
Of... The NFL are... I can't say what they are.
Okay. Flim flammery and bamboozery.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
I hate that.
Yeah, go do some deep dive into this, what the NFL
Thank
is
you.
Doing. It's garbage. They're treating him like garbage.
Okay.
Anyway, he is still a spokesperson for which sporting apparel company?
Nike?
3-2. Question number four is 22 years ago today, Celine Dion released her fifth album. It's called Let's Talk About Love, and it featured a song you may have heard of called My Heart Will Go On. It became the theme song for a hugely successful film. What was that film?
Titanic.
Answer. 4-3. Question number five. David Harbour from Stranger Things is pretty clear about what he loves about his girlfriend, Lily Allen. Is that the singer, Lily Allen?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
They're
great.
Adorable.
He says, and I quote, I really only look at her eyes until she's turned away from me. And then I stare at her stunningly beautiful butt. He starred in a 2019 comic book movie reboot that flopped. Who did he play?
Hellboy.
I
had such great hopes for that movie because I love the other two. Just didn't do it for me.
5-3 is the final score, Kennedy. Well done. Well done indeed. I'm sorry, Janice. You don't get the victory, but I do have a pair of movie passes. You are heading to see an advanced screening of Frozen 2 on November 19th at AMC Boston Common, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Janice from Salem, New Hampshire, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You want to play Can't Be Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Not you're riled up, ready to rock.
Is there a hot dog related question?
Don't even try, homeboy.
How about a Backstreet Boys related question?
She's 0 for 2.
Darn it.
You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you game time.
All right, let's do this. We have Julie from Maynard. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Oh, I love your voice.
Hey.
Do you ever work in radio, Julie?
No. But, no, I haven't.
Did you dream of working in radio?
Excuse me?
Did you dream of working in radio? You have, like, a really nice voice.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. I think it's, I don't know, don't love it. But anyway, thank you very much.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Okay. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay, good luck.
Oh, get out. Yeah, get out of the studio.
Oh, get out.
You heard her.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Julie, score yourself $100. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Kids Bop celebrated their 40th anniversary with a remake to Senorita and Old Town Road. True or false, Kids Bop has racked up 24 top 10 albums on the Billboard 200 list. True or false?
True.
Question number two. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello went to the same tattoo artist the other day and got some work done together. They did not get matching tattoos together, but did have the same aesthetic with their designs. Where's Shawn Mendes from? Is he from the USA, Canada, or Australia?
Canada.
Question number three. Seth Rogen and his wife spent more than $21,000 on Postmates over the last 5 years. Seth says they don't have a lot of time to cook, so they order out. You think?
A little bit.
Seth Rogen co-wrote and played Officer Michaels, who caught McLovin, in which 2007 movie?
Superbad.
Look at you. Question number four. Robert Pattinson shared that he thought Twilight was a weird story and was surprised that it blew up the way that it did.
I love that.
Who played Kristen Stewart's other love interest, Jacob, in the franchise?
Oh, Taylor Lautner.
Question number five. There are now three celebrity babies named Charlie Wolf, including Zooey Deschanel's baby. Which comedy series did Zooey Deschanel star in where she lives with three single guys?
New Girl?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
What were you nervous for?
I'm just saying.
Julie.
Kennedy.
Yo.
Julie got five questions, had five had five answers, and all of them were right.
Wow. Way to go, Julie. Okay.
Question number one, Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Kids Bop celebrated their 40th anniversary with a remake to Senorita and Old Town Road. True or false, Kids Bop has racked up 24 top 10 albums on the Billboard 200 list. True or false?
True.
Question number two. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello went to the same tattoo artist the other day, got some work done, although they did not get matching tattoos.
Yeah.
They just have the same aesthetic.
Do they, though?
Where is Shawn Mendes from? The USA, Canada, or Australia?
Canada.
Question number three. Seth Rogen and his wife have spent more than $21,000 on Postmates.
If I could, I would.
Relatable.
I'd like to see your
Just do everything for me. Thank you.
They eat out a lot, apparently, Kennedy.
Wait, just check my Grubhub. Same difference.
Seth Rogen co-wrote and played Officer Michaels, who caught McLovin in which 2007 movie?
Superbad.
By the way, I'm not telling you which ones you got right or wrong.
I didn't notice.
I can feel the tension.
It adds to the suspense, doesn't it?
Cut it with a butter knife.
Robert Pattinson shared that he thought Twilight was a weird story and was surprised that it blew up the way that it did. Who played Kristen Stewart's other love interest, Jacob, in the franchise?
Ooh.
Tyler Lautner. Taylor Lautner. Final answer.
Crap. Do you want to phone a friend?
I don't. Hmm. Well, if I could, but I...
Question like number five.
I'd like to call an Annie.
There are now three celebrity babies named Charlie Wolf, including Zooey Deschanel's baby. Which comedy series did Zooey Deschanel star in where she lives with three single guys?
The New Girl.
What is it?
The New Girl.
The what?
New Girl.
I don't know.
What's your final answer?
Final answer.
The New Girl.
All right. Question number one. You said true. It is true. Only the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Barbra Streisand have had more album sales there. Question number two. Yeah, Shawn Mendes from the USA. Question number three, Superbad. Or Canada, excuse me. Superbad is correct. Question number four, you said Taylor Lautner. Yes, you corrected yourself. Question number five, you said The New Girl. That is incorrect. It is New Girl. Sorry, Kennedy. You would want me to stick to the rules, right?
Yeah, only when it comes to me, though. That's fine.
That's the rules. Are you still there, Julie?
I am.
You won.
Yay. Thank you.
On the most technical of technicalities.
I gave her a chance.
Such garbage.
Congratulations, Julie. You got the $100. You also have a pair of tickets to see The Michael Bublé, March 25th, 2020. At the TD Garden, tickets go on sale Monday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com and make a great holiday gift. Kennedy, do you have something you would like to say to Julie?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Julie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.